ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma faqbal udhri warham shiddata dhurri wa fukkani min shiddi wa thaqi ya rabbi irham dha'fa badani wa riqqata jildi wa diqqata azmi يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري. O Allah, so accept my excuse, have mercy upon the severity of my affliction. يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي. O Allah, have mercy upon the weakness of my body, on the thinness of my skin, and the frailty of my bones. O you who raised in my creation, to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, to the goodness toward me, and to the nourishment of me. يَا مَنْ بَدَأَ خَلْقِي وَذِكْرِي وَتَرْبِيَتِي وَبِرِّي وَتَغْذِيَتِي هَبْنِي لِبْتِدَاءِ كَرَمِكَ وَسَالِفِ بِالرُّكَبِ. Bestow upon me for the sake of your having given rise to me with generosity and your previous goodness to me. This kind of asking from the servant, from the supplicant, is coming right after when Imam Ali alayhi salam said, وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِ بَعْدَ تَقْسِيرِي. O Allah, I confess to my shortcoming. I confess to my immoderation toward myself, and I am preferring my excuse. I am regretful, I am broken, and I'm apologizing. It looks somehow that Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us to be aware of these etiquettes and prerequisites of supplication. First, you need to return to your Lord with your heart, mu'tarifa. You need to be apologizing, you need to be acknowledging, and you need to be confessing. It is only then that we can start asking what we need. You need to first have a kind of perception of your own poverty, because it denotes a level among the levels of realization of your neediness toward Allah. The more your awareness of your need toward Allah, the closer would be your prayer to acceptance. The nearer you would be toward Almighty Allah's mercy. And this is merely because there is no such thing as miserliness in the mercy of Allah. The difference among the people in receiving the mercy of Allah is solely due to the difference in the receptacle of their souls and their capacity. And we have it even in our traditions that Allah the Exalted gives everyone according to his own capacity. Everyone procures Allah's mercy according to the wideness of his receptacle, according to the volume of his container. The greater the receptacle, the greater one's share will be from the mercy of Allah. So, based on what we said, we can summarize the reality of prayer and dua, specifically in the supplication of Kumail, as realizing need and faqr, And second, presentation of that need and faqr before Allah. First, you need to perceive that you are poor, that you are indigent. And then you need to present that need before the Almighty Allah. It is then that you can start asking Him truly from the depth of your heart.
Oh Allah, accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings and set me free from my heavy fetters. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin, and the brittleness of my bones. O He who originated my creation and accorded me my individuality and ensured my upbringing and welfare and provided my sustenance, I beg You to restore Your favors and blessings upon me as You did in the beginning of my life.
Thank You, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So the supplicant, after mentioning all those states, inner states of himself, after recognizing his own destitution and his state, he says, Ya Rabbi irham da'fa badani wa riqqata jildi wa diqqata 'azmi. O Allah, have mercy upon the weakness of my body, on the thinness of my skin, and on the frailty of my bones. Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us that there are different stages if you want to complete the reality of prayer. If you want to realize the reality of prayer, first you need to be aware of your own indigence and then you need to present it before Allah. It is worthy of note here that the need and faqr, from the philosophical point of view, is not only restricted to the need and dependency in the coming into existence. Rather, it implies the need both in the coming into existence as well as the continuity of the existence, or the so-called huduth and baqa. And this can easily be realized by having a look at all the requests of Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned in this divine supplication. To elaborate on this, we can say this is exactly the way the light produced from electricity is in constant need of the flow of electrons. The lantern, for example, will give light so long as there is a constant flow of electrons, such that there would be an immediate break in the brightness if the flow were to be caught even for a moment. And man's neediness and dependency on Allah is exactly such. He comes into existence while he is poor, while he is indigent, and he is dependent. And his existence, his talents, his movements, his life are all connected to Allah. And they are all in need of Him moment after moment, continuously and constantly. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through high.